incurable manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.
Hi, this is Sukandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. Christmas is coming. Christmas Eve, Christmas. And so many things to look forward to. It's very important that people spend Christmas together. Very important. It's family time, and from Christmas, you can go into New Year. New Year. And make sure that people who want to be together are able to spend time together this Christmas season and also New Year. This is true for family, this is true for love. And if you can bring the unity in, that unity is going to stand by you for many years to come. However, I would like to point out a couple of things, and we will do it during money manifestation and during soulmate manifestation so that you keep in mind that if we bring our energy together right now as joyful manifestors, then what we can do is we can try to assure a great Christmas. We can try to assure and ensure a fantastic New Year going into 2025. So let's create the energy from right now. Let's all bring great energy to ourselves. Starting now. So what is today? Today is December 13th, December 14th in some places. And why can't we create great energy starting now? So that we go into a great New Year and a great 2025. So, why is it important to start a while ago, like a bit ago at least? It is important because energy is something that you set up step by step. And you can compare it to a building that somebody's constructing and you go foundation upwards. As we build a foundation and as we put one brick on the other or one stone on top of the other and we construct the building, the whole thing is very grounded and very strong. But we have to build from the bottom upwards. And since it's still just not yet halfway through December, we can build the energy for the rest of this month from right now. So that nobody's having rude surprises coming their way. Now, this is important for work. This is important for love. And family. It's actually important for everything. But here on the show, we handle money and we handle love. And love includes family love also. Parents, kids, aunts, uncles, cousins. It involves all of that. It includes all of that. Though we mostly focus on romantic love. But of course, since it's December, let's bring in the family. And you can use this for the family also. But the important thing is, let's start constructing now. What's going to happen during Christmas time and New Year's? And for those who don't celebrate Christmas or Boxing Day, surely, though, you will at least acknowledge New Year. And so you can use the same information and the same energy to have a fantastic New Year. Now, a lot of people think that I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, and somehow we'll be surprised on Christmas Day, New Year. However, if we can build the energy from right now, why should we wait to be surprised? Why can't we have positive expectations? And you know, positive expectations is one of the levels of positive feelings and emotions in the emotional guidance scale. Positive expectations. So if we build from right now, we can have positive expectations by the time Christmas Day comes or New Year's comes in. And why is this so important? It's important because spending Christmas together or spending New Year's together is almost like a declaration for the future. It's a declaration for the future of things to come. And when we build one step and then we put another stone and we build another step and so on and so forth, what happens is all of this energy piles on top of each other, constructing solid pillars for this house that we are building, for this relationship that we are building. It becomes a custom. It becomes tradition. And you know, tradition is really, really important because tradition holds the energy of past years and the future to come. All of this energy, the stronger it becomes, the more it gathers, the most solid it is. And this energy will not allow anything negative to penetrate because it holds together. It's concrete. It's a shield against negativity. And as we build this energy from now onwards, and since there is a long history of Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, since there's a very, very long history of this, all of that history energy comes together and supports you. You know, all of these customs and traditions exist as pockets of energy in space. Or wherever it's supposed to exist. Let's just use the word space. So all of these traditions do exist, as does Santa's energy. Just because we cannot see something with our real eyes doesn't mean that it does not exist. Can we prove that Santa doesn't exist? And many people have said it snows on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. And a lot of people who believe in it actually see it happening. White Christmas. So just because we don't see something with our physical eyes does not mean it does not exist, but we do see proof we do see proof of many of these things that they say exist. It could be nature's way of saying, you know, it does exist. I was reading about, not reading, I was watching, about this Mount Kailash that exists here in this Indian region. And Mount Kailash is not the highest, they say, of peaks. However, it's said, and this is as per the few videos that I've watched, and I'm again going to say I'm not very educated in this. I'm not super aware of this. But it is said that no one is successful in scaling Mount Kailash. And that the Chinese sent a helicopter there finally. And huge thunderstorms prevented the helicopter from landing. And it actually pushed the helicopter away. Huge thunderstorms. And it is said that God or Lord Shiva resides there with Parvati. Now, you don't have to go with the names, but we can see it is the male and the female consciousness that exists over there. That is the source of everything. And let's say it's true. Just for a moment, let's take it as true. Then it would make sense that nobody's allowed to go there to witness, to see things. Some people say it's alien who stay there. Some advanced beings. But whatever it is, there's some mystery. And people are not allowed to go there, even though it is not the highest of peaks, the tallest. They even say that once they start to climb Mount Kailash, as they get higher and higher, people age quickly, very quickly. So something is there that is stopping people from coming there. And how come thunderstorms are just able to come out of nowhere? Even though it was ensured, they ensured, the Chinese ensured, that the weather was clear before they went. But suddenly, thunderstorms came out of nowhere. And this would bring to mind the gods of thunder, Thor, and his namesakes, known by different names in different cultures. So there are powers that bring these or make these events happen at will, at their will. So with so much mystery in this world of us, and they say sometimes that many dimensions exist, coexist together. So it could be that in certain places, there are certain other dimensions that are happening, and people are not allowed to enter these dimensions. Again, it's a mystery. This is as per some of the YouTubes. And remember, I once said that for 100,000 years, India has not attacked any other country. And I said, I have not researched it, but this is there on the net. However, when I did go and do some research, some kings from very, very, very long ago, a king or two, some kings did go by the oceans, I think, into... Again, I'm not very clear, but Indonesia or Thailand. And so there was some level of conquering that happening at that point. But this is when the kings, they were all independent kings, and it was not a country as such, a whole country. And obviously the kings of that time, each king had his own nature and controlled, had his own kingdom, and did for that kingdom what he thought was necessary. But still, it's so much better to I feel happy to be part of a country that, as a whole, does not want to conquer other lands. In fact, Indians, the main theory behind all of the philosophy is to conquer oneself first. To conquer oneself is to conquer everything. And so with all of the spirituality and mystery that goes on over here in this country, and they say many of the sages, or some of the sages, have been known to meditate in Los Angeles, in California. And a lot of Mexico has common culture and traditions. The Mayan culture, and we have the Mayan here. So at least we can say that some time ago, this culture, it's a way of life actually, rather than a religion, existed in many places around the world. However, if you really think about it, what really matters is love, correct? And the Christmas season is all about love and giving, sharing. In fact, many of the movies that come out for the Christmas season is about Scrooge. Well, it's about where people are not generous and where people are selfish and want to just think of themselves and not share. And so the Christmas season is supposed to open up hearts and open up minds and bring people into the spirit of sharing and caring and getting away from just being self-centered. And I don't mean self-centered where people are self-motivated to do well in life. I'm not talking of that self-centeredness where we are centered within ourselves and then we can be really good to others, but I'm talking of the self-centered, which is equal to selfishness. And so the Christmas season is supposed to bring people out of that. And with all the gift giving, what happens is normally people are in the mindset of, well, you know, we're only going to buy for ourselves, and this is for me, I'm going to buy for myself. But in Christmas season, with all the gift giving, we actually are able to reach into a part of ourselves and share what we have with other people and get joy from thinking how happy somebody would be to open a gift that we've given them. Now, with the talk of Mount Kailash and people not being able to climb it and the mystery and Thor and his thunderstorms and the control of all of these elements in these gods' hands. And then when we talk about the Christmas and the holiday season and us building up this energy to have a fantastic 2025, you know, all of this goes together hand in hand. Because of the fact that there is so much mystery, and I think that is what we want to tune into today, the mystery, the magic, the wonder. And when you go into Christmas season, then, oh my God, aren't we stepping into a magical reality where we actually expect very, very magical coincidences to happen? So people actually open up their magical eyes and they think, oh my God, this happened and this happened and this person reached out to me, even though I just thought of them a bit. And I was thinking of this person and what to buy him, and this item suddenly, you know, came up on sale, and or I found it on the counter. It is exactly what this person needs, and this. So all of the magic and wonder. And as we tune into this magic, what happens is that our wiring, it. Maybe you can say it changes, or we can say that the magical wiring starts to operate more and more. And when a person's magical wiring operates, you can call it tuning mechanisms. Also, when this starts to happen, then this actually if you practice during Christmas season, during December, going into New Year's, it can actually stay with you for the rest of 2025. Because your magical tuning, all of your magical wiring are activated and they work. Could be sleeping the rest of the year. And all of this wiring and tuning is controlled by negative news and all of the stuff that is happening around the world. Stuff happening with Israel, stuff happening with Ukraine, and immigrants crossing and all of the stories. I'm not trying to say they're not important or not valid. We don't want to offend anybody who thinks that these issues are important. However, what we're trying to say is, whether they're valid, whether they're important, they do occupy a person's, I would say, mental space. And then, as a person thinks on these subjects and analyzes them, the wiring in place is more about lack, L-A-C-K, rather than magic and abundance. Magic and abundance. So think about it. The whole year, different news topics are busy tuning people into their stuff. And then when a person watches all of this and starts to believe it and analyzes it, what is the wiring being used for? What is the wiring being used for? What is our mind being used for? What is our tuning mechanism tuning into? All of the negative stories that people have been piling throughout the year. And then for such a mind to suddenly be magical, and for such a mind that has been tuned by all of these negative stories to suddenly start thinking that wonderful things are going to happen and Santa is going to visit and land on our roof. How can a person suddenly change that wiring? And how is a person suddenly going to get into his magical mind? A wonder. Spirituality at its best, where there is hope, positive expectations, love, joy, passion. All of these emotions from the emotional guidance scale, which exist at the top. You know, you have the lower emotions right at the bottom, where there is despondency and all those feelings of lack of self-worth, all of that at the very bottom. And then we start to go upwards. And yes, jealousy and anger are supposed to be improvements. Why? Because jealousy and anger at least start to get the energy in the body moving from despondency, where, well, despondency is self-explanatory, but at least the jealousy part of it and then the anger part of it is supposed to be an improvement, because it gets a person into thinking of a self-worth. Oh, you know what? I matter. I matter. And then, of course, a person should not be stuck in that negative energy and should start to climb upwards into better energies until finally they're into hope, positive expectations, love, passion, joy. And so important that this December, we all start to actually believe Santa's going to be landing on our roof and entering the chimney. I assume he's gone on a diet so he can enter the chimney. Just kidding. But I'm saying, what is the fault? There's no mistake. There is no error in thinking that these things exist. And going into our wondrous mind, shirking off, shrugging off, rejecting, absolutely rejecting all of the negativity that was piled upon people throughout this whole year. You know, all of these elections, what did they do? Even if we were living in our own little fantasy world where we had our cake and we were eating it too, along with ice cream, pasta, wow, yummy, pizza, and of course, a great bunch of Mexican dishes and Indian dishes and Italian dishes, pasta, pizza, and other things, and French, and American, basic American, and British, Irish, Scottish, everything. So many dishes from Africa. They know how to use spices too. Well, even if we were in our own little bubble and fantasy world, well, all of these amazing things existed. Still, the whole election process shook everyone for months. Why? Because the candidates wanted to tell everybody how bad their country was or is and needs saving. Do you see what I'm saying? They brought alive all the issues again. Why? Because these elections are won based on these issues. And how to win except to bring all of these issues and make them larger than life in people's minds. Trust me when I say, even if you're enjoying your slice of cake and pizza, maybe with a glass of champagne or wine, or fruit juice, coconut water, just water. I prefer chilled water. Even if we're all doing that and we're all fine, everybody was rudely reminded about all the negative things that are happening. And everybody forgot the beautiful layout of the US. And all the people who are happily traveling around in their vans and mobile homes, cross country, enjoying themselves, having a great time, not really worried about the immigrant that's crossing the border. I mean, who of us are actually watching the border and looking for immigrants crossing, correct? Now, I'm not saying this is not an issue, because if I do that, then it's said that you're not being realistic. So I'm going to acknowledge that these issues exist in the reality that they exist in. Just saying, there's a reality where it exists. In my reality, it does not exist. However, it doesn't even have to exist in your reality. But to be reminded the whole year that all of these issues are existing and that everybody in USA is really badly off and not having food on their tables, what happens is that there is a continuous tuning of people's energies into negativity. Continuous tuning. And people are left wondering, is there even anything good in life? What happened? I just ate so much food and I'm supposed to believe there's no food, correct? So while, just for the sake of practicality, we say, okay, fine, these issues exist, you know, in their world. in their world. What we joyful manifestors can do, though, is to shrug it all off and build our magical energy tuning mechanisms. Build them, make them stronger and stronger and stronger. Build a fantastic December. Going into a fantastic new year and a fantastic 2025. Shrugging off everything that every politician has said that is not right with our world. So, a politician is getting his money from politics. That's their job. They make millions out of this. There is a show here in India that's extremely famous. Extremely. And it's all about all the political stuff that's going on and what's wrong. You know, this happened and that happened and let's debate about this and call five people, get them yelling at each other. Hugely successful show. It's done very well in a way that it's very analytical. It is solid. Don't get me wrong. I'm not talking about the quality of the show. But the whole show is built on this negativity. And bringing up issues and talking about it. But you know what's happening? There are two things that are happening here. One, the people who are watching are getting tuned to all of this happening. And their magical wiring is getting redundant, obsolete, non-functional, maybe dysfunctional, I don't know. People are getting dysfunctional when they keep listening to all of these things and they're like, oh my God, this happened, that happened, that happened, that happened. So people's magical wiring is disappearing, getting replaced by all of these issues wiring. And the people who are the actual politicians and who are broadcasting these shows are getting super rich. You think they're not getting paid? They're making huge amounts of money. Huge. I would almost say sinful amounts of money, though I don't really believe in sin as such, but I would say sinful amounts of money. Huge. And everybody's being taken for a ride. Why? Because, again, you know, just for the sake of being practical, we don't want to deny that these issues exist. Nobody wants to go up against them, right? However, people are constantly losing their magical wiring. That's what they're doing. There's a loss going on of our magic and wonder and belief and faith in this world. And you know what? I need to step into money manifestation now, work and career. I'll be taking a couple of minutes break. Listening to some music, and we're coming back soon, so hold on tight. this is Sugandhya. You're from the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I almost forgot about the money manifestation segment. I just kept talking. So we're into money manifestation right now. And I was talking about this person who makes huge amounts of money by bringing all of these issues to people. So this is what politicians do. They have to win, correct? How will they win? They have to tell you something is wrong and that they can fix it. And then people are going to say, oh my God, this is wrong, that is wrong. We can't allow this to happen. And then they vote for people. So there are other people who have all of these shows based on issues. And they're so busy creating huge, huge audiences of people who become, should I say, revolutionaries, people who want to start a revolution. They're all up for a cause, and they all come together, and their whole energy is based on that. Okay, so if all of these are happening, and you know, we're not going against these people right now, we don't want to take them on, correct? We don't want to deny them their reality. However, here we are in a magical show, the Joyful Manifestation Show. And Joyful Manifestation is not about all of these battles and wars and all of the things that are wrong and not right. But the damage was done this whole of 2024 as each presidential candidate brought out everything that was wrong with US. And then the same thing happened in UK. And the same thing is happening in other places around the world, where all of these people brought into everybody's psyche, mind, that things were wrong and not right. So while they have all of their money, and you know, we wish them their money, we wish them success. Everybody, we wish them success. We want them to have their money. We want them to have their amazing homes, you know, that is abundance. But why then bring feelings of lack into everybody else? Just to win an election. Everybody, even if they had a huge lunch, so let's say they just had a huge lunch and they're driving around in their cars, they had a huge lunch, or they went on a picnic, they just came back from a vacation, they just probably went shopping or ordered something online, but they're being made to believe in lack that something is wrong. So now, being conscious of this, that, oh my God, for this whole of this year, I was tuned into thinking that we don't have instead of we have. That this country is not great, but it is great. It is amazing. Whichever country that you're in, does not matter. Your country is amazing and you're doing well. And there is a fantastic holiday, rest of the holiday season to look forward to, and a fantastic 2025. And we all just had a great breakfast or a fantastic dinner. We all just went shopping and bought what we want. And you know, people keep talking about India being in poverty and everything. trust me, I think I've said it before, they're all eating. Anywhere you look, they're eating. They're just going on eating, touch wood. Restaurants lined up all over selling food. Different pricing options for different types of people. But enormous amounts of food being sold. Enormous amounts of products being sold. There is clothing everywhere. There's just, you just see fruits piled up, tons and tons of them. Here, there, everywhere, coconuts, this, that. Where is the poverty that they're talking about? I think culturally, some of the people who, not the families who were already doing super well before, but a lot of people who are, I could say, in the farmer category or construction category, I would say people who are laborers, they've got tons of money in their pockets, and they're all busy on their smartphones. They may not buy themselves something fantastic to wear because they're so busy spending $22,000 and $25,000 on a smartphone. You know, that's what they're doing. Because for them, you know, looking the part is not that important. I'm talking of, you know, people in the construction and all of these industries. I mean, people who are in that job category, workers. So they don't really want to look rich. So somebody who sees them may not think India is rich. However, they're busy buying 20,000 and 25,000 rupees worth of smartphones. And that's a lot of money. That's what they're doing. They don't care about what they're wearing, but they're making sure they have the right equipment. And they eat out three times a day. And they're having fun. And they're going for movies. Do you see what I'm saying? And that they have a bike. There is a lot of money. And it is people who want to sell this idea of lack. So that they can continue with their careers. Spreading this illusion of lack in people's minds. Oh, we're saving your country. We're doing this for you. We're going to do this. And again, this is with total respect to them. But my job here is not to support the politicians. My job here is to create the sense of wonder and magic. That we're all fine, that we're being provided for. And it's not a crime to completely acknowledge that we're all okay and to exercise this magical mind. When I go to the south of India, people are so into God. And God here has different forms. So, you know, you have Thor, example, you know, the olden traditions of Europe, the gods, the Latin, Greek gods, European gods. Well, that's still there in India. India is very old. I could say it's like going to an alternate reality completely. And all of these practices going on, so religious. I would say spiritual. And so into believing that if I do this, God's going to be happy and give me that. To be simple. You know, it's okay. I mean, how does it matter? You believe in God. You believe magic exists, correct? It's like going to the church and lighting a candle and saying, dear God, can you please take care of this for me? Or can you give me this? Or something like that. So it's a very magical mind is what I'm saying. No matter who does what praying from whatever level, it's still a belief and faith in magic. And if you go to the south of India, they're all busy eating or doing their jobs or praying. There's like 40 plus thousand is what I heard, temples in one state of Tamil Nadu, where I come from. And everybody is doing something to further their life by connecting to God. And so if we bring this magical mind and completely distance ourselves from everything that's wrong, that has been shown is wrong with our lives by people whose careers depend on that, if we move away from that and we move into this magical space this December, starting now into Christmas Eve, Christmas, Boxing Day, and then building into New Year. And we already had Thanksgiving and other festivities of different cultures back in November and some in October. And if we do this, it's very important we protect our minds and our energy from people who make their careers selling lack to people. And if we do this and we build up our money energy for December, and you know, we will be giving presents to people, a lot of gifts will be coming back to us. So there's a whole bunch of money going to be in circulation in December. A lot of giving and receiving, receiving and giving. A lot of prayers that you can put out, asking. And why not ask Santa? Why not ask your favorite God, your favorite person, your go-to person being, to give you what you want? Forget the rest of the year. Forget all of the things that people try to sell is not okay. And go into the space of absolute magic and wonder this December, into New Year's. And you know, we will be having a couple of shows, so we will continue this energy. But we want to step into soulmate manifestation, love and sex, taking a couple of minutes break, listening to some music, and coming back soon. So hold on tight.
Baby. Joyful manifestation, love and sex. Love. Joyful manifestation. We'll be right back.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer from the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. You know, I got the warning that we are out of time. However, we did go, you know, really long in the first section. But I want to tell you something. Very important to build your energy with your partner right now. And if you're not with your partner, with your soulmate, do something. Buy an ornament for your Christmas tree with his and your name on it. Write a letter to Santa. Write a letter to Jesus. Write a letter to Mary. Put your names into, like, put up a stocking for your soulmate. Build this energy as if you and your soulmate are going to be spending all of your Christmases together. Create this energy. I also want to tell you one more thing. There are people who have already brought in some negative energy from the past. And so if, and we're not wishing it, but we're just saying, if a person is not able to immediately spend Christmas with his loved soulmate, with his romantic partner, don't despair. Don't despair is what I'm trying to say here. Continue to build this energy with your soulmate. Do not despair if that does not happen. It's just because there's been a backlog maybe of negative energy that has already entered the situation. But at least do this projection towards the future where you write your names down, where you start to build for the future. We do have New Year's coming in. We do have February 14, Valentine's Day coming in. We have a lot of events that we can use to celebrate people together, people that you want to be with. So build this energy as of now. Let's continue building and let's take this energy going forward. And, you know, we are going to be meeting again next week, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for the Good Fortune Show. But start to do it right now. Build this energy so that we have a fantastic December and we go into a fantastic New Year and a fantastic 2025. Build on your magical wiring, your magical tuning into your wonder, and do not listen to the stories of negativity that is sold to everybody. This is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Joyful Manifestation Show and wishing you a fantastic rest of the week and a fantastic rest of the day.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world. We'll take you where you want to go.